Good evening. Thank you. Last time we said that if one has a doubt whether one said a bracha that one needs to say or not, you lean on the side of caution and you don't say the bracha, with one exception, benching, which we'll deal with in a different siman. But right now, the general prescription is if you think you may have said a bracha, you don't repeat it. Because again, the theme was do not misuse, do not overuse God's name. We need to keep it to a minimum in order to preserve its meaning, its weight, and its force. And we began the pivot last time where we said, Safek brachas lahakel is only if it's drabanan, which means that the rabbis insisted we said brachot, we're not strictly speaking obligated to say, which begins, leans us into the next halakha, halakha zayin, where it says, and this flies in the face of everything we've said so far, chayav adam, a person is obligated, levarach b'chol yom mea brachot, to say 100 blessings every day, lefachot, at minimum. At least so far we've been saying you need to really repress the frequency, you need to suppress the amount of times that you are saying God's name to preserve its weight. And now we have the rabbi saying, no, you've got an obligation to say 100 a day at least. And how do we bridge the gap between the need to say God's name in a bracha 100 times a day and then being told just three halachot ago, and don't say bracha shein etzricha, don't take up an apple and say Brei Pri Ha'etz, having in mind you're going to say a different Brei Pri Ha'etz over an orange and a different Brei Pri Ha'etz over grapes. You shouldn't do that. So how do we bridge the gap between us being told not to make unnecessary brachot and on the other hand being told to make at least 100 a day? And I think this is precisely the tension that we're navigating in this siman. How do we know that we have to say 100 a day? Anyone know the source for saying 100 a day? David. Excellent. The David HaMelech Tikanzot, and it was David HaMelech who instituted this. How do we know? It's based on a gematria in a pasuk, where it says, firstly in Shmuel, summing the name of David, and then he has a smach from a pasuk in Dvarim, where it says, Va'ata, and now Israel, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalmi Mecha, what is it that God demands of you? Ma, what is it? And Ma should be read as Mea. It is 100 things that God demands of you. God wants you to say his name at least 100 times in a bracha. And then the next sentence is crucial to this tension. Hen Mea brachot, because these 100 brachot, Shehen li yirayet Hashem ulaha'ava uto. It is to love God and to fear God. And that is precisely the tension we're navigating here, where we're trying to generate the familiarity of love, of having a name on our lips all the time, that it's unforgettable, it's part of our vernacular, while preserving the yira, the awe, the remoteness, the distance, the unbridgeable gap between us and God. And it's precisely why we have in the same siman this push to say, don't overuse God's name. Don't just pick up an apple and have in mind you're going to say the same bracha on another fruit. But you should try and find 100 ways to have God's name on your lips during the day. Not to overuse it in the same venue, but to find ways to find 100 different blessings for God. So you remember you have that fear, you have that awe, you have that love, which hopefully we'll express in Marav momentarily.